start with OTV.
Podcast One presents Off the Vine, Great Therapy. Caitlin Bristow is going to answer your questions, drink to your confessions, and hear what you have to say about anything bachelor. Let's shake it up some more. Here's Caitlin.
Welcome to Great Therapy. I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow, and my producer and I were just laughing, singing, Bella, Bella, Ella, A. Anyways, we got the Bella twins on is what we're getting at. Recapping this week's episode of The Bachelorette. I love these ladies so damn much. They always just feel like family and it just makes me want to hang out with them all the time. We catch up about what they've been up to, about their adorable little kiddos who are all celebrating birthdays, how dancing husband Artem is doing, a little update on what they've got going on. And of course, we jump into recapping this week's episode of The Bachelorette. I got to live out my cowgirl dreams. I don't know if you guys saw my onesie, but I wanted to live in it. And this one is where the intensity starts. We meet our first villain. Or is he? Previews for next week says otherwise. I can't wait for you guys to hear the Bella twins. Even just, I'm like, hey, what's your guys' confession? They're like, I don't really have one. And then it was one of the best. So can't wait for you guys to listen. Enjoy the Bella twins. Take on it all. Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
Gosh, you guys always look so freaking beautiful.
Oh my goodness, you're so sweet.
You too.
Yeah. Where are you guys right now?
So we're in Beverly Hills right now.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are you guys doing workouts? Look at your outfits. Like, what? You look so good. Wow.
They're like summer fun.
Yeah.
You guys look so beautiful. Okay, so are you there for work?
Yeah, yes. We have media right after this. So
oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. And okay, I just saw Birdie just turned 4, which I remember when my niece turned 4, that was my favorite age that she like, well, I mean, every year will be great, but that was like when they really turn a corner and they can outsmart you and they really like know who they are.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm getting hit with all those like really intense questions about where do babies come from? Where do we go? Like after planet Earth.
Tell her what she calls private parts.
Oh, bun buns. And so
bun buns.
Yeah. But you think they're both called the same? So I'd explain that daddy's is called something else compared to ours. So it's every night when I cuddle her for bedtime, I'm like, oh gosh, what is she going to ask me now?
Yeah. Isn't that funny? Bun buns. That's kind of cute, actually.
Yeah.
It's super cute. Well,
and what I realized is
she got it from a hot dog bun.
Yeah.
A hot dog and a bun. So I think
that makes a lot of sense.
And she was like a bun bun.
Mm-hmm.
That's very smart and makes a lot of sense. Also, the little boys are almost going to be 1 soon.
I mean, time flies.
I can't. In literally a month and a half, we're going to have 1.
What?
I'm going to have a 1-year-old. I can't believe it's been a year. Just
I can't
when
either.
You and Artem started dancing, he was 6 weeks old.
6 weeks. And I'm like, and it's just like that. They turn 1.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And I feel like 1-year-old birthday parties are more for the parents. Like, sure. What can we do where we can just hang out and I'll do something? Are you guys throwing a birthday party for the first birthday?
We are. Yeah. We're going to do a dual one. It's funny because with Birdie, I did nothing because I was 1.
Right.
Paul and I, we're doing a big bash for the boys. They're going to have it together, which will probably be their whole lives. But we're going to do wild ones. So it's going to be like a woodland theme.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
I love that. That's very cute. I'm laughing so hard because Artem's dance, his dad moves that he's doing.
Oh, gosh. I loved it because I immediately text Brianna and go, Brie, look at Mateo's face the whole time. You could just tell he's like so not entertained. He's like, what's going on? What's going on? I'm like looking down at him. Like,
He's like, what is he doing? What is that for your guys' new line?
No, he just happened to be in our carrier. So he was super psycho bunny. They're doing like a big thing for Father's Day. And Mateo, when he was trying to do some of the moves, like was not having it. So I was like, put him in the carrier. And he's like, you think he'll be fine? I'm like, he'll be great. It was a process. But yeah.
I love it. It's so cute. I love watching it. Yeah, you're right. His face is kind of like, what the heck is going on? Like, why am I moving this way? It's just like, do-do-do. That's so funny. And are you ladies up to anything else? I know you have a lot of media to do. So what's new in your lives?
Oh gosh, I've been enjoying the lake. I've been up at Lake Tahoe. So
amazing.
Like my husband's taking the summer off. So I've kind of been like, okay, I'll do it with you.
Yeah.
We've still been really busy, but I've been hiking and kayaking and doing all those summer fun things. And it just feels good to be out and about and just life. I've been loving it.
Yeah. That sounds amazing.
Yeah. But I mean, but you've been working a lot with like Kalugo.
I actually,
and different stuff. I was like,
yeah.
You're not taking it easy.
Yeah. You're not too much.
Once everything opened up, it is true. Like, I feel like every week I've been on a plane now.
Right.
Which is crazy. So I'm like, whoa, this is like going to back to the good old days.
Yeah.
So I guess I have been busy.
You guys are always busy. I feel like you're always up to something, but you still make time to watch The Bachelorette.
Oh, yes.
It's like your date nights. I see you guys on the couch and it's so funny because we've talked about this before, just picturing now knowing Artem and like picturing him watching the show. He's like so logical. He's just like, why? Right. Why are they doing this? But it's so funny. Have you guys been enjoying the season so far?
Oh, we have. I'm so, you know, the guys like Artem and I, like after the first night, we're like, some of them need to get a little bit more of a personality. Like some of them, you could tell were just kind of like really shy.
Yeah.
But then after last night, you got to see that more. Like, I mean, Carl just came out of left field and I'm like, who's this guy? Like, wow, you're nuts. And
nuts.
But it's crazy because I know one of the guys.
You do?
So Mike Planeta, yes. The virgin.
Yes.
So his sister, I'm friends with his sister, who was my first nanny.
No so, way.
Yeah. Yes. What a small
role. So when I was watching, I like text her and I'm like, is your brother on the Bachelorette? She's like, yes. Laugh out loud. I didn't know he was a virgin until last night because I met him and he's like a great looking guy. He's
totally
literally like husband material. Like I've always thought he's amazing, good looking, keeps in shape, all about his family.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh. And then when they said he was a virgin, I'm like, he is? I was like, so shocked. You're like, he's a virgin?
I'm like, wow.
He's always dated like chicks. So I just figured.
Isn't it funny though? Because I mean, I guess why would you know that? But when it comes to The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, virginity is always such a hot topic for everything. Like either sex positive or virgin, we're going to focus on that. And it was just so, I thought he handled it so well with being a virgin because, you know, all these guys would be like, oh, I'd be the greatest lover. And they're like whipping out dildos and talking about brassieres and doing all these things. And he's like, I'm a virgin. And he got so emotional about it. And then he'd like, he could have just ran, but he really committed to it and like sat her down and did something special. And it was unique. And I loved it.
Oh, me too. God,
we loved it so much. We had chills. We were like, this is super cute. And then we were laughing before because I can't remember saying who was singing on the guitar.
Connor,
it reminded of when we all did like our sex poems.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, wow. Like it, like the girth and all that. It gave me such, took me back and gave me such those like,
feels. Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.
This was so good.
I thought that was so good. That's and like, especially good. throwing Mike in there with it. Like I couldn't wait for him to take the stage.
I know. Poor guy. Think how uncomfortable he must have been.
He was so nervous. Like when he went to get her, I saw his hands and they were shaking. He was so nervous. And I just kept saying like, I've been in the South for too long. Cause I kept saying, bless his heart.
Like they don't just do it in front of Katie, but they have to do it in front of like you and Taisha. And like, that's even scarier.
And the cameras, like he knows, like all of a sudden the world's going to know all of this.
Yeah. And Carl, like, I mean, he's a motivational speaker. What was he?
I saw the funniest tweet and it was like, he's motivating me to mute the TV. How he's motivating me. He had like a whole PowerPoint presentation. What people didn't see at home is that he actually went on for like 20 more minutes and it just kept going and going. And everyone in the crowd was like, wrap it up and trying to like help him out, being like, you're done. And it just kept going and going. And it was like, he started off strong where we're like, oh, hey, this is kind of cool. Like, he seems really smart and well-spoken. And then he started saying, what's the word he pronounced wrong?
Oh, gosh, we kept saying it all night.
I know. Poor guy.
Suffercate.
Oh, God, I'm so embarrassed for him.
I know.
It sucks when that happens.
Because I mess up words all the time. So I was like, I know his pain. I'm like,
yeah. But you just have to squish it together.
Yeah.
Especially when he's like, that's his job title, motivational speaker. And then he can't say the word suffocating. Like, oh no, the poor guy. But he just kept digging himself more holes. Like through the whole night, I was like, just stop. Everyone's trying to help you out by saying stop. Like, just take a hint and stop. But he doesn't.
He stopped really randomly. It kind of just, like, because it wasn't going anywhere. He just, like, was like,
But then he continued at the cocktail party. It was, like, trying to stir up more drama and being like, somebody's here for the wrong reasons. And you're like, dude, why are you still going trying to cause? And it's interesting, though, because we see next week and at the preview for next week, it's like he kind of does a mic drop and says how he was right. And it shows Thomas saying he wanted to be the bachelor, or that was like a thought process that went through his head. So I was like, maybe Carl was onto something, but still he handled it all wrong.
All wrong. I feel like there's always someone every season that just gets kind of jealous maybe of people and is like, yeah, they're not here. Start. Yeah. They're not here for the right reason. I feel like that's the easiest way. And it's like, you know what? It's like, we don't need to hear it. Like, if we want to see these people and we want, like, I kind of wanted Chad to stick around.
Wait, who's Chad?
Wait, am I saying, who's the one who got kicked off?
Oh, Cody.
Cody.
Cody. Yes. Okay.
Chad. Cody. Cody.
It's hard.
Even though it was weird how he didn't like stick up for himself in any way, shape or form.
Yeah.
But I like sometimes when there's drama there, like I love seeing them fight. Like, I mean, that was crazy.
That mud fighting?
Yeah, I wanted
He just buckled. He was like, I don't know. He didn't say anything to make himself like seem innocent in any way. I was like, what are you doing? He couldn't even speak.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't even
It bothered me, too.
Yeah, like, stand up for yourself. Like, say something. Like, either say you're right or you're wrong. Like,
right.
And then that's like, their conversation when he's like, hey, can I speak to you? I'm like, oh, he's going to go in and say,
right.
Line, and then he's like, hey man, like, it just was a lot of hey mans and like nothing. I didn't understand anything. I'm like, so what's the beef? Like,
I know it's never really fully made sense. Even on night one, we're like, where did that come from? Okay, you knew each other, but still I'm not understanding where this is all stemming from. And it didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah. And so one thing, because of course, I feel like everyone, you go and check out their Instagrams and like everything.
Oh, of course.
So I did that because I'm like, I'm going to figure out the spike. And so I kind of came up with the conclusion that they're definitely like gym bros, right? So it seems like they're at
gym heat.
There's gym heat.
There's gym heat.
There's gym heat. And I know that that's a real thing. Mm-hmm. And boys talk at gyms just like girls do too. I've been a part of that world. And I think words got exchanged. I think there's just that whole community. And I think that's the beef.
But like in the mud wrestling, like we already saw, like they both have banging bodies, but like there's Aaron's face and there's Cody's face. Aaron won, game over. Like Aaron's face is beautiful. Like,
it was like, he does have a beautiful face.
Right? It's kind of like very,
but he actually,
does. We kept talking about his lips.
When I went
to, it's like keep creating drama and talking.
When I went to good. Cody's Instagram, he has good lips too.
Oh, he
did. I love that you do the same thing we all do at home is go to their Instagram and be like, what's going on here? Who are you? Let's tune into your Instagram to find out a little more about you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I always,
and do, do you ever get embarrassed? Like if you're looking on their stories and they're going to be like, well, why is she checking
out? I never look at the stories.
You don't?
Unless I just, if I don't want to be caught.
See, I always do because I'm like, they're probably commentating on what's happening right now.
I do too. But do you think they really, does like, I feel like a lot of people would be watching their stories. For them to like go in and scroll on who, that's kind of more embarrassing for them than us.
Yeah, that's actually true.
That is.
So they don't know. See? So
no.
And I guess, and the point is they do want you to kind of look, right? Oh.
When the Hills is in season, like I go and look constantly on the stories because they're all like attacking each other and it's so entertaining.
It's so entertaining. I wish they could do, I wish Bachelor people did that more like, they kind of can't because of contracts, but like talk a little more of like behind the scenes and give us a little more info and like context as to what was going on.
Now back to Off the Vine Grape Therapy.
I have to circle back because I was dying. Did you guys know that wearing socks gives you a better chance of having an orgasm?
Oh, okay. No, I was so shocked.
Do you think that's true?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I mean, maybe just in my experience, I feel like if I wear socks, if you don't know what you're doing down there, it's just not going to happen.
See, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do it masturbating because I feel like socks is such a turnoff. You're like, ooh, he has socks on.
Yeah,
totally.
So yeah, it's like a boner killer. But if we try it masturbating, then that's when I could say like, okay, this is true or it's not true.
I wonder if it's because it keeps you warm. Like I can't have sex with a fan on. Like my husband knows. Blanket. Not all the time.
Did I ever say why? She didn't say why.
They talked
a lot of stuff last night during that I wanted to know. Like,
It must be with heat. I feel like, because when I'm cold, I can't get an orgasm. Like, I need to be warm.
Like, she asked how many, was it G-spots that women have or something?
She said seven or something, right?
Oh, the seven spots, which I just kept thinking of, like, the Friends episode where she's like, seven. So I feel like that's how I knew.
Which what they were. We were, like, guessing. We're like, well, mouth, maybe, I don't know.
Well, you can Google it.
Or no, you can't get an orgasm from your mouth.
Yeah.
Give someone an orgasm from your mouth. Like,
that I should have Googled a bunch of this after. Like, also, that guy said in his favorite sex position was a wheelbarrow. I'm like, it's definitely not. Okay. That's nobody's favorite sex position. Yeah.
And
like, that's...
I hate you. Like, still not fun for us.
And he's like, when really, it's probably missionary. And it's like, everyone would love you to say that. Like,
yeah.
It's way more relatable. It's way more relatable to say missionary than wheelbarrow. I'm like, I don't even think I've tried that in my life because that just reeks of effort.
100%. I mean, could you imagine your arms?
It's
shaking?
Like a plank. Yeah, you're doing plank.
And you're getting banged.
I mean, like, let's be honest. It's like the worst like Pilates everything. Workout ever.
Yeah, it sounds terrible.
Yeah.
It sounds absolutely terrible. I want to like follow up on that question with him and be like, have you even done it? Because I feel like he's just a liar at this point.
But how funny, though, was Mike P's facials during the whole thing when people were, like, being, like, vulgar. Like,
he probably heard wheelbarrow and he's probably like, what is that what even is that? Mean?
Thinking of, yeah, he's like, I like gardening.
Yeah.
That's so cute. And then I laughed how Connor was like, and I'm good with my fingers. And then, like, later on, he's, like, making out with her head, like, with his fingers, like, in a full claw. And, like, he still had his kitten claws on. And I was like, this is backfiring a little bit.
Yeah, it was very serial killer of him.
Right. We suck. We're like, no.
Because he like, it got stiff and weird. And I'm like, either he's trying to go around bobby pins and realize this was bad or.
Or maybe some hair extensions. It was the same thing with Thomas when they made out and he like the Spanx were flying out and he was like picking her up. But it didn't look like it was like a natural, like a smooth transition.
Totally. Yeah.
And who was the guy where like, we were watching, it was like the cocktail party. And she's like, we haven't talked. I want to get to know you. And he's like, yeah. And then all of a sudden just goes in and starts kissing her. And I was like, because when he's out, we go, oh, he's funny. He seems nice. And then all of a sudden he started making out with her like so aggressively weird. Like
some of them kiss so weird. You know, the guy too with the fingers, did you not feel like he kept like, she'd kind of go up and he'd have to go up higher?
Yes. Like, yes. Yeah. It was like he was trying to dominate and then she was like trying to dominate and they just kept getting more awkward and eating each other's faces. And it was like, there was a lot of weird kisses in the first two episodes that we've seen so far. There's a lot of weird kissing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know if they feel the pressure they have to. So they just go for it without waiting for that moment. Like,
it reminds me of like your first kiss in middle school. Like, it's just so crazy awkward.
I don't know what you're doing. Yeah. That's how I feel when I see some kisses on The Bachelor, Bachelorette.
The first time I ever made out with a guy was in front of my elementary school, but I was in the seventh grade and my cheeks blew up because I didn't know how to like breathe while making out. So my cheeks, and I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. That's what it was like.
That is so good. Like a blowfish kiss.
Yeah. You didn't pass out, do you imagine?
I still like can't fall asleep sometimes thinking about that moment. Like I'm like, oh my gosh, that is so embarrassing.
Oh, I think it's cute.
That is cute.
No, it's not.
You're in the moment. I spit after mine. I looked like,
what do you mean?
Brendan? Remember?
Oh.
And then my first kiss. Yeah. And then I spit, but I don't know why I spit, but I didn't from people. And then everyone's like, oh, and he's like, oh my gosh. I'm like, no, I don't know why I did that. And maybe I did it because maybe he did put a lot of saliva in my mouth, but I think about that a lot. Like,
I can just picture you doing that like,
Get in here, bro. Yeah, good makeout sesh. Like
that was so funny. I feel like that's kind of a confession. Like that, I did like a blowfish, didn't know how to make out, so I just like. It's not a good confession, but if we're gonna confess, that's probably mine. Yeah. Do you guys have a good one?
If we're talking about the kissing thing, I know one thing I used to do. When I was like young, I would always make out with my pillow, so I'd be prepared. Like the day I'd get French
pillow humper.
Well, French. I didn't hump my pillow, but I would. Yeah. I would like with my tongue, like tongue it.
Really?
Oh yeah. And in sixth grade, I do remember like sticking certain things up my vagina, just wanting to know where it goes.
What did you stick to the vagina?
Well, I remember my finger. I think I did a pen one time. Like how
a
dirty
pen?
A pen. But I did the.
So you would have been the girl over the news, like she lost a. a pen cap up her because she was experimenting.
I was experimenting. I was curious.
Wait, you thought penises were that small?
I didn't know anything about penis then.
You were just, you were starting off small, just working your way up to know what a real penis was like.
Oh my gosh.
A pen cap. Oh, I'm glad. Yeah. I'm glad you're okay, because that could have been very dangerous.
I could have been so bad. But I was like, just curious, like how far it went up. Like I was like, wait a sec.
I mean, you could have lost it up there.
Oh, I could have. I mean, so many things could have happened. I guess I'm lucky my angels were watching over me as I was like getting to know myself.
Like, here she goes. Oh gosh, that's so bad. I don't even know. How do I confess anything after that? I mean,
that was pretty good. And also, I love that, Nicole, you didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the?
Like, you did?
Yeah. Well, you know, you're like, night,
and
mom
it's
and
so
dad.
Shocking from you. I don't
being
know why.
Curious?
No, but just pens. I don't know.
I don't know. Weird. It was the thing I think we get.
Yeah. You're like, I didn't start with a zucchini. I'm going to start with a pen.
Yeah. I mean, that would have been terrifying.
Oh my gosh.
You would have turned. Yeah. You're like, I'm going to girls, not boys. This is not going to be fun.
Well, gosh, I mean, I feel like I don't even know how to go from where you went. I mean, I've tried like my own breast milk. You tried your breast milk.
Yeah.
Oh, I would do that.
Yeah. That's not bad. And then like a few weeks ago, Mateo was already asleep and I was by myself.
Oh gosh.
And I had Uber Eats or whatever delivered some food, and they did spicy margaritas. So I was like, and it was one of my favorite places. So it's like, oh yay. And they just bring you a little spicy margarita. And the one just got me so buzzed. So I started filming myself doing interpretive dancing. Mm-hmm. And then I sent it to Brie because I have the best idea.
And I was already asleep, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Because you got back to me the next morning. You go, oh, how do you feel?
No, I wrote, I hope you didn't post that.
Oh, God.
That's what I wrote. And you're like,
oh, you sent videos.
She sent me videos of her like in dancing. And like,
I did.
Me nightgown. I was like, I was watching.
Oh, yeah. And Brian's school mom style. My hair was like wrapped up.
And I remember Brian was like, what is that? I'm like, I don't know, but I hope she didn't post this on her IG.
So amazing, by the way, to do it.
Yep.
And the songs I did it to.
Oh, you go, this would be the best to do it to.
Oh,
like,
God. First of all, I never talk like that. My voice is never like that. They were like old school, 50 like, music. Like yeah. I was doing to like 50s music and stuff.
Like you were doing interpretive dancing to 50s music?
Like Run Around Sue. Run Around.
Oh, can you send it to me? I won't post anymore. I really want to see this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because one of them, I think I jumped up and like, I forgot I wasn't wearing panties. It was when I was close and I think it was like a full vagina shot for free.
I mean, so that's what I just literally, like I went straight. I think I was up at 6 a.m. and I'm looking. So I went straight to her Instagram to see if she.
That's a good sister.
This is what I want to do. So you know how Brie and I do Sister Sunday?
Yes.
And I just said what I would like to start. I don't do really IG lives. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes I feel like I'm like staring and I'm like, so, hey guys,
it gets awkward sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I love you too. I love you too.
Hi. Okay. But I told Bria on Sister Sundays, what I want to start to do is that we kind of do a competition. So when we're buzzed enough, we do an interpretive dance off live on IG.
Oh.
Fans can vote. I mean, so I pick the song for Brie. She has to do the dance live on IG. She picks the song for me, and then I go.
And how does it sound sober now when you said it?
I think it sounds fantastic.
It sounds amazing. I would so tune in for that. I would set my alarm just to watch that.
Yes. See? And this one used to be the queen of interpretive dance. So when we would be on the road wrestling overseas, this is where Brie mode came from. But
well,
like,
Brie mode came from high school. But
right. Oh, you're right. But then she would start to perform for everyone. So we put on
and
a song.
I would perform as if I
everyone.
Was a flower blooming or, you know, that's the kind of stuff I think in my head.
Wait, but, and you don't want to do this on Instagram Live?
That's what I told her. I'm like, you are the queen of it.
Yeah.
So what happens now is I know it has to take a lot of drinks to get there for me. And I think about my early morning with the kids. And I'm like, I don't know. Is it?
It doesn't take you a lot of drinks now.
Well, now, I mean, 4 skinny margaritas is a lot.
Girl,
4 skinny margs would have me interpretive dancing. Yeah. I do that too, by the way. I actually, Jason just said to me probably 2 days ago, he's like, did you have fun at your solo dance party last night? And I was like, I really did. Like, yeah. Once I get in a zone and I put on music and I'm a little buzzed, I love having a solo dance party. Mm-hmm. And to think if my sister liked to do that with me and I did Sister Sundays and we could entertain people with that, especially because you two, like, people sometimes know you for your wrestling. And then if you're to all of a sudden break out interpretive dancing and compete in that way, I feel like people would love to see it.
Totally, right?
Yeah.
Because it's not like we're known, like we don't have to be good. That's the best part. It's like actually the more that you're not, the better, you know? And so that's what I was telling her. And to have a competition, have people involved on voting.
Yes. I'm telling you, this is a thing. Bree's starting to get into it, I think.
Yes. She totally inside is already thinking.
So I told her, like, if it was a
I'll send you my videos.
Yeah. If it's a time I'm away from the kids, I'm like, you know, remote all the way, I'm in. But it's hard when I'm home.
I'll do it with one skinny margarita.
All right.
I did. And I sent it to you. So what do you
mean? You're like, I did.
You did. It must have been a strong margarita.
Yeah. I didn't have a drink.
Caitlin will see. You'll see her face. Do you know when in the eyes when someone's like drunk?
Yes, I do.
It might have been two because it comes really big. But so it's maybe a 2-for-1.
It's funny because Jason's eyes get like so, even after he has two drinks, his whole family calls them Victor eyes because he has a cousin named Victor who, when he gets tired or drunk, he like does these like the sleepy eyes. And so every time he's had a couple drinks, I'm like, oh, you have Victor eyes. And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I always like our JJ gets like teddy bear eyes.
Yeah. So you know how some eels get really round?
They look
like ears. Yeah. And it's almost like not humanized anymore. They look like stuffed animals. And I'm like,
yeah, that's like they get all dilated. And that's how my mom would know I was drinking when I was younger, is my eyes would get dilated. And she'd be like, you can't fool me. And I'd be like, no, I swear I only had one. And they're like crossing.
Yeah. That is the best. Oh, you and your mom are so cute. Oh my God. Congrats on the engagement.
Oh, I mean, my
I know
gosh,
we've all
yes.
texted and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, thank you.
Oh, how it was and the ring.
It's stupid.
I mean,
first of all, do you take your rings off to work out?
I don't anymore.
Yeah.
I used to kind of, but now this ring isn't going anywhere. I'm like,
I can't get my ring off my finger anymore. And I was paranoid doing weights the other day because I didn't want to scratch it, but I can't get it off my finger because I got this like, I don't know what it's called, but it's like a little clear thing that clips on the inside so that it doesn't move. Yeah. And now I can't get it off my finger. And so when I'm lifting weights, I get all scared that I'm going to scratch it. And then I'm like, is that just something that you just deal with?
I think
You get the scratches here, but
yeah. I tape it, you know, like kind of the tape you can use.
Oh, that's smart.
So I would tape it. Now I got to a point and I'm like,
diamond. No.
Yeah.
No, but you can use the...
Oh, you would tape, put the stuff over it, the soft stuff.
Yeah. Like how you do your wrist.
That's smart.
This is Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
And you ladies have been crushing it in the gym as well. My gosh. I get so inspired by you because I just started lifting weights like a year ago and I was always so intimidated by it. And now I see, like, you guys, what did you do the other day? It was like you were deadlifting. I can't remember how much.
Yeah, it was wasn't it in the twos or 185 or did I get to 2?
It's like a 135.
Did I get to 200?
That is so impressive.
I was like kind of shocked. And I'm so bummed because my trainer now is coaching over at the Timberwolves, Minnesota Timberwolves.
Okay.
It was incredible. Like, just
it was the best.
So amazing. And I couldn't believe how strong I was getting. Like, mm-hmm. I did a max front squat and I couldn't believe the weight I was doing. I'll admit, on when I tried to go a little heavier, I had to throw it. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, when you go down in something, you can just start to tell your back is like, no.
Yeah. You're like, no. Yeah. It really is like you inspire me when you guys are doing that because I'm like, I used to be just so scared of weights and now I love it and I want to get stronger and I just feel so good after.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's empowering. Yeah,
it really is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're working at your body, but also your mind.
And yeah, you ladies have been doing that for a while. Did you like when you wrestle, like growing up before you went, were you like, okay, we got to lift weights to get stronger? Is that something you've always done?
No, actually.
I think we actually kind of got into it with wrestling. I mean, before it was always about conditioning.
Soccer. So it's so.
Yeah. Sports more. Yeah.
Yeah. So I loved running. I was always into running, spin, and Pilates.
Yeah.
Yoga. Those were kind of my things. Yeah. So I always kind of looked at Pilates as like myself getting stronger with my own body weight.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really until wrestling we were introduced into like all the weights. And I was like you. I was like, oh, I don't want to get bulky. I'm scared.
Yeah.
And they're like, listen, you can either get bulky or not. Like that's a choice when people actually start to weightlift.
Yes.
Like, really? And then when I started to weightlift, I see the addiction. I'm like, okay, like this is amazing. And I felt myself
once you start to see results. And that's where like, results. And for anything, and that's where I always try to tell women and even men, like, keep going because the results take a while when you do it right.
Yeah.
And it's so easy to fall off like, oh, I'm not getting what I want, especially if you have fat to lose while you're lifting. You go through kind of a bulky stage. Like right now, I still have some baby weight to lose. So you go through a stage where you see your muscle like gaining, but you kind of see your fat on top and you're like, what the heck? I almost look worse. And then one day you're like shredded. And you're like,
totally
stuck with it. I had to keep going. I always tell the Bella Army that, like, you guys stick with it, keep going, you'll get there.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that you guys have the Bella Army. It's so good. I love it. They remind me of Bachelor Nation. I think I've told you guys that before. Just so loyal and supportive and incredible. Did you two love the mud wrestling date? Were you like, oh man, those guys are terrible?
We loved it.
The bartender. Oh my gosh. I thought he like broke his neck when he hit the hay bale. What's
his
name?
But he did good.
I forget his name. Jonathan? I think it was maybe Jonathan. Right.
And how he smiled the whole time during it. Like,
I know. He had so much fun.
That's what I thought it too. And like, they all had great bodies.
Yeah.
Blown away. John.
It was John. And then, I felt like they were all a little nervous at first because they're like, oh my gosh, we have to mud wrestle in front of like everyone. But then they all kind of, minus the two who had the beef, they all kind of were like, let's just have fun with it and like go for it. And they were so, I don't know. I thought they were really cute about it. And
by the way, your guys' outfits were on point.
Oh my gosh. I loved them.
I actually picked that outfit out from online because the Carrie Fettman, who's the stylist for the show, he usually just has racks and racks of clothes that you can pick from and that he likes to like put you in and, you know, gets them tailored and everything. And so he said before I came on, he was like, do you want to go to the website and put a couple things in the cart, things that you like? And it was funny because they didn't know about that date yet. And when I put it in, he's like, you're not going to wear this on the show. Like, good try. And I was like, okay, but I just want to like have it just in case I want to like take it home or whatever. And then second date, I'm like, this is perfect. I am obsessed with this jumpsuit.
So awesome. I loved it.
And then Tayshia's, was it rhinestone fringe?
Yes. Oh, yes.
It
was funny because all of us went and ordered one after that date. Like me and some of the producers were like, hey, we need that jacket. It was so good.
It was so good.
Obviously, we saw Greg go on the one-on-one, but before we go, who do you think are the front runners top four? Obviously, I have to keep my lips sealed, but who are your favorites right now?
Gosh, it's really difficult because like the first night, like no one really stuck out to me. Like, just like, I'm like, who is she connecting with?
Right.
Mm-hmm. But then I feel like her and Aaron, like, I feel like Aaron is kind of her rock right now. Like after last night, I could tell her and Aaron have a connection. And then, what's the guy who it was the one-on-one, who is her first one-on-one?
Greg.
Oh,
I mean, I get chills.
Yes.
They have a strong connection.
Yes.
So I think those two, I feel like we'll see those two in the final.
Okay.
You think those two in the final?
Well, else the guy, even though he gets so much slack, but the guy in the box, there's something about him.
James. There's something about their connection.
Yeah.
And then I agree with the guy.
But I think we're going to see more with that this season.
But I also, there's something. So John, the bartender.
Oh, I forgot about John.
I really feel like that's her vibe of a guy because I think she does really like nice guys. Now, I don't know. There's something about his aura on TV. And I don't know. I feel like we're going to see more of him and them like on dates and something great.
Yeah. All those guys really stick out right now. Those four.
It is interesting because I think you're right. She likes nice guys, which is, I love to see that. Because I feel like there's so many bachelorettes out there in the past that are like, ooh, the bad boy, which is always fun too. But I like that she does. Even when John came out of the limo and walked away, she was like, oh, that's my type.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm rooting. We'll see. But like, I know like she loves sex and Mike's a virgin, but right. He's such a great guy. I wish I could like just tell her, like, I know their family. I know.
Exactly.
I know. That was one of the hardest parts, I think, about our role was wanting her to actually have her own feelings and go through it, but also wanting to protect her and then like steer her in the right direction, but allowing her to have her own process through it. That was the hardest part because there's so many times where I'm going to be like, no, but she, you know, you have to respect her feelings, and it was fun but tough.
Yeah,
but I think she's doing a great job.
She is. She's doing great, and you guys are doing amazing though too.
Thank you.
How much, you know? Well, I mean, you haven't watched as much as me, but how much like I've always loved Chris, like as far as he came to the show and what he's done. But you guys have done a great job of not forgetting him, but like. Not having to think about what's happened of like moving past it and being like, oh, I still love this franchise and you guys have put a good light on it.
What I like when I see is like, it just feels like girlfriends, like helping a girlfriend find a guy, which
is
like some other man telling you. It's like how she is with you too. It's like what real life feels like.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a different perspective and it's nice that like, we see in the previews when she's like, I'm quitting, I'm going home, I'm done. We could be like, we've been there too. That's a normal thing to feel. If you are really like surrendering to this process and going through with it, you will feel that way because it is so hard. And it was nice to validate her in some of her feelings or give her the confidence that she needed. And there's like, I don't know if they'll show, but a time I had to like physically pick her up off the bathroom floor and be like, you can do this. Like it's so challenging, but it was nice. And I just kept saying, I wish I had two mentors kind of come in. And that was the thing with like, I just respect everything Chris has done with this franchise. And he's always been just, you know, 19 years of being the face and doing an incredible job. And I think that's something Tayshia and I were like, we can't even compare our roles to his, you know, like it's just completely different. We're going in to help Katie and mentor her and have conversations that nobody else could have with her. So thank you for saying that because we really had fun doing it.
Yeah, you could tell too. So when you guys have fun, we all have fun watching. Like when you have energy, which is great.
Right.
Absolutely. And then I'm going to play one game with you before I go. It's just a most likely to out of the guys. I know it's going to be hard because, again, it's hard to remember 25 to 30 guys' names right now, but we're just going to do a little most likely and I'll help you with the names. Who do you think out of the guys would be most likely to hit on me and Tayshia behind Katie's back?
Carl. No, I think Aaron.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Nice lips, Aaron. Okay.
Okay. I say Carl, so. You say Aaron.
Wow. Okay. Start a bromance.
I think it'd definitely be Mike P with someone.
So who's the guy who was playing the guitar?
Connor.
Connor. Oh, that Connor? Oh, he's gone.
No, Connor's here.
Oh, no, he's still there. Connor's there. I think Connor would. Like,
but Connor and who? Like, what guy?
Mike.
Like, who's the one I'm trying to think? He's friends with someone. I felt like he's just so good with all the guys.
Why can't I think?
I'm awful with names.
I feel like Mike and John because they're like so nice.
Yeah. They'll be okay. Mm-hmm, you're right. They're just two sweetest out of the group.
Okay. Who is most likely to have a girlfriend back home? Because we all know that happens.
Oh, yeah. Right.
It's always the ones you don't expect.
At first, I've seen the one with the really pretty blue eyes. He was
really
good looking during the one competition.
What's his name? I know exactly. He was wearing the sweater.
Yeah.
Oh, Christian. That's who you're probably thinking about. The guy from Boston who was good looking.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I could see all of a sudden a girl popping up. Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. That's funny. He's a quirky too. They're all funny. I feel like they're all so unique in their own way. But okay. Who is most likely to be intimidated by Katie's vibrator?
Oh, Mike P.
I feel like Mike and Connor. I feel like Connor has like this quirky little personality where I feel like he wouldn't know what to do if you like brought out a vibrator with him.
Fingers, right? Connor fingers.
Connor fingers. Yeah.
He's
good at the jingles, but like when it comes down to it, I feel like it's all jingle, action.
Yeah.
And last one, who's the most likely to say I love you first?
I feel like I could see Greg.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they connected. Have, yeah. And I think that could happen.
But I could also see Mike. He's a virgin.
That's well, and also Blake Moynes from last season comes into the mix soon. Oh. So who knows what's going to happen with him? Okay. Well, thank you guys. I know you have some stuff to do and I appreciate you guys. So I'm excited for you guys to keep watching because you do start to really see their personalities like start to come out and get to know them. So I feel like you'll enjoy it. But
what happens when like more go away? You get to start to know like,
or when they're around each other more. Because think at this point, they've probably been around each other for 2 weeks.
That's actually true. They're so used to the cameras.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. You start to get a little more comfortable. Let everyone know that's listening about all of your products that you have and where they can get them and anything that you want them to know.
Yeah. So Nikki and I are so excited because we have a new baby line out with Klugo. So you can go to hiklugo.com and check out Bellas and check out our new baby line. It's very organic, wine driven, and everything that's perfect for mommies and daddies.
Yes. I love that. That's perfect.
All our socials.
It's always so, we always have so much.
Everywhere.
But, yeah.
You guys, yeah, I think like the main thing is to follow you on your socials because then you see everything that you've got going on there, which is always a lot. And you two always just crush everything that you do. So tell the families I say hello. And it was so good to see you both.
Oh, you too.
Okay. Have a fun media day. I know how those go. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
All right, you guys, one more very important thing. I have the winner of the April and May Pump Your Tire segment. I extended April's theme of Asian-owned businesses through to the end of May because of my time filming The Bachelorette, kind of threw off all the recordings in April. So I didn't have an opportunity to mention it on the pod and give it the attention that it deserves. So anyways, we have a winner, and it is a Vancouver-based British Columbia small business, which is even more exciting. It's my old stomping grounds. The company is called Fair Jewelry, founded by and solo owned by Jennifer Chung, who is of the Chinese descent. Jennifer has made it her mission to ensure that her jewelry brand is as sustainable as possible by only using recycled solid gold and ethically sourced conflict-free gemstones in all pieces, as well as she makes a conscious effort of material choices down to their reusable suede packaging. That's amazing. Even more incredible to hold themselves accountable. Fair donates $5 for every order that is $100 or more to the David Suzuki Foundation. So I am down for this company and any company who wants to preserve and protect sweet, sweet Mother Earth. I hope you look into her business. And if you need a piece of jewelry, consider supporting a small and local business.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm doing good. You?
I'm so good. It's so nice to meet you over Zoom. And you're our second featured business for Pump Your Tires. So I'm so excited to have you.
Thanks.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so excited to be here.
You look so cute. It's like such a fresh, bright little room you're in.
Yeah, it's my office space, actually.
Is that your office? Look at you. You do look like a little business. You got your little blazer on. I'm like over here in my sweatsuit. Oh my gosh. Okay, so your jewelry is absolutely gorgeous, by the way. And I love the story behind it and just what you've done. So can you tell me a little bit about your business so we can hear about it?
It's a Vancouver-based jewelry business, solo Asian women run and owned. And it's just basically, I'm committed to creating jewelry that's as sustainable and eco-friendly as possible. Like from the start to the end, like just making sure that I'm designing pieces that I can incorporate either upcycled or recycled materials.
Yeah.
And to the end where I actually donate a portion of our proceeds to the environment.
Yeah. So, that's to the David Suzuki, right? His foundation.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing.
I just love that they're Canadian.
Totally. I love that too. And I know it costs businesses more in time and like resources. So I know you have to work extra hard to cover those costs that I want to praise you for making sure it's sustainable. So that just shows your passion and like, you know, giving back. And I just think that's absolutely incredible. And I'm so happy we picked you. Okay. What does it require to ensure that your jewelry is sustainable?
Yeah, well, the first thing for me when I come up with like a collection or a new design, it's just like thinking about what kind of design I want to create and what are the materials that I can possibly use to create that piece.
Yeah.
So for example, like the first collection that I ever created, I actually created a glass collection and it was all made from recycled glass. And I spent, I'd say like a month trying to figure out like what's a great recycled metal or material that I can use to that will not only stand out and look pretty, but also it's like has very little impact on the environment.
Yeah.
And I was thinking like, oh, like maybe CZs, but that's been done before. And like, yeah. I ended up actually going on a trip with my partner, and we went to Alaska Haines and we met a glass blower.
Oh, yeah.
And he was just telling me about how you can, you know, continue to recycle glass. He gave me like a after dinner one night teach, like he taught me how to blow glass. That's cool. Myself. And then so I got to try it, and from there that's just how like that first collection was created. And then just from there I kept researching more and more ways to incorporate upcycled and recycled materials. So really just like researching what kind of materials are out there that can be recycled. And I started off making everything myself. I don't make everything myself anymore, but just working with like manufacturers or people locally, artisans who I can meet in person or just I can vet and talk to and make sure that they are like, they care about the environment also. That's, and have similar values.
I love that you take that extra step. That's so incredible. And your company's called Fair. Is there a reason you came up with that name?
Yeah. I mean, my company was actually originally named La Montagnette.
Okay.
Which is French. And I realized that people had a hard time pronouncing it, or they were like embarrassed to say it wrong. So at some point I was like, I need to rebrand. Like, I want people to feel proud to talk about my brand. Mm-hmm. And I felt like forever trying to figure out the perfect brand name. And I remember just driving down the street one day and it just came to me. I was like, What do I want people to know about me, about my brand, about my jewelry when they just hear about it? And Fair just incorporates all of that. It's fair trade, fair to my consumers. It's fairly priced. It's fair to the environment. So I just wanted to make sure that the brand stood for that. And at the end of the day, I was like, well, why not just name it Fair?
Yeah, I love that. I think it's a great name too. And I love all those meanings behind it. What are a couple of your favorite designs that are unique to Fair?
I'd say the ears in here right now.
Gorgeous.
These are called Claire hoops. They originally came out as like I did like an amber brownish version. And then over time, a lot of people really liked it. They're kind of like my staple hoops. Yeah, they're my favorite because it's 2-in-1. You can take the glass part off and just wear them as regular gold hoops. And the glass is all made from, it's hand blown and made from recycled glass.
Wow.
And they come in like black, clear, green, amber brown.
Wow. They're stunning. And obviously people are going to hear this, and even just me looking at them, I'm like, I want to get some. So before we wrap it up, where can people find you on Instagram, your website? Tell us everything.
Yeah, so they can find me on Instagram, Fair, FAIR.jewelry, JEWELRY. And my website is www.fairjewelry.ca.
Amazing. Yeah, I'm definitely going to check that out now and get those hoops because they're so gorgeous. And you're just a little powerhouse and doing it all. And thank you so much for coming on the podcast. And congratulations to you because that's a lot of hard work and effort that you're doing.
Thanks. Congrats to you also. I saw that you got recently engaged.
Yay. I did. Thank you. If you know anything about wedding planning, let me know because I am already like so overwhelmed with it. Yeah, it'll be fun.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Jennifer. And everybody go follow and go to the website and buy all these beautiful, sustainable jewelry pieces. They're gorgeous. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, get ready to have your mind blown next Tuesday in the spiritual astrology world when Jason and I interview Lisa Donovan of the app called The Pattern, who is unknowingly involved in Jason's secret proposal. Yes, we pieced together all the gaps in both sides of the story, but you guys, Jason is the biggest skeptic. And after our chart reading from her, he was like, okay, yeah, you know my life story from all of the moons and the planets, and this all makes sense now. He even quoted, like, oh, that's so Scorpio of me. It was hilarious. We find out so much more about ourselves just from our birth date, birth location, and birth time. It's insane. Can't wait for you guys to hear. Have a great weekend, my vinos. I'm Caitlin Bristow. Your session is now ending.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy. Tune in to hear new minisodes every Thursday and check out new full-length episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's not with OTV?